This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskjulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic, and you can find a link to the text that we're about to read on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. Bjarni, hello.
Hi, góðan dag.
So today, the story from the second week of June about some old explosives that were found in the east of Iceland in Seyðisfjörður, happily before they exploded.
Absolutely.
It seems.
Yes. Yeah.
So have a look at the text. Follow along with this. We'll start under the photograph of that police expert carrying safely the explosives out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Já. Fólk fann gamalt sprengiefni í húsi á Seyðisfirði. Húsið við Hafnargötu. Fólkið keypti húsið nýlega. Fólkið fann sprengiefnið í geymslu. Fólki hringdi í lögregluna. Hjalti Bergmann Axelsson aðstoðar yfir lögregluþjónn á Austurlandi. Hjalti segir að sprengiefnið sé mjög gamalt. Engin veit hver átti sprengiefnið. Arnar Þór Egilsson lögreglumaður. Arnar segir að sprengiefnið hafi verið hættulegt. Sprengiefnið var orðið óstöðugt. Óstöðugt sprengiefni getur sprungið af sjálfu sér. Hvað gerði lögreglan við sprengiefnið? Sérfræðingar tóku sprengiefnið úr húsinu. Lögreglan flutti sprengiefnið á kerru. Lögreglan fór með sprengiefnið í námu fyrir ofan bæinn. Lögreglan sprengdi sprengiefnið í námunni.
So what was happening in this house then in Seyðisfjörður? Let's go back to the start and go through this line by line.
Já. Fólk fann gamalt sprengiefni í húsi á Seyðisfirði. People found old explosives in a house in Seyðisfjörður. And simply exactly for explosives, we say because efni is just material or every kind, it can be a textile material or just a raw fabric or raw material even. And sprengi comes from sprengja, to explode. So it's material that explodes.
Exploding stuff.
Yes, exploding stuff, exactly. So they found that in a house in Seyðisfjörður that notably has many old houses because it's an old and historic town in Iceland.
So very artistic place as well.
Artistic,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. So it's in a way it's understandable with all those old houses with a lot of history that you find old things. But
yes,
they can
yes.
be dangerous also. Húsið við Hafnargötu. The house stands by Hafnargata. And here again we see declensions, of course, because accusative, if you say that this house stands by the road named this and that, then við will ask for accusative of the name of the street.
And Hafnargata is basically just Harbour Street, isn't
Harbour
it?
Street, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is an address you'll find in lots of lots of towns and cities across the world.
Exactly, yeah. and in lots of different places in Iceland.
For
so
sure.
Let's be sure which Hafnargata you're heading to.
Yes, if you're setting the sat-nav.
Exactly, and also note well that if you see a name of a street in a text, it can't be changed exactly because of change of case. So you have to find the nominative form first to start searching, for example.
I think there are some horror stories, aren't there?
There are, yeah. And also with misspellings and so on. So there, yeah, you stay on the sure side when you're checking where you're going.
Definitely. Good advice.
Even though this is relatively small in Iceland, you know, but still many streets with same names, etc. Okay. Fólki keypti húsið nýlega. The people bought the house recently. Fólki fann sprengiefnið í geymslu. The people found the explosive in a, geymsla is a very common, but you a bit so wide word in Icelandic. So like a, it can't be like a shelter, or it can't just be like a storage room.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. It's where you keep things you don't use often. Yeah, fólkið hringdi í lögregluna. The people called the police. That's, of course, the right thing to do.
Yes.
Hjalti Bergmann Axelsson aðstoðar yfir lögreglu þjónn á Austurlandi. So Mr. Hjalti Bergmann Axelsson, he's a deputy chief constable in Austurland region.
That's a big word, though, isn't it? We've had this before, I think, to try to describe a deputy chief constable. Lots of words are stuck together there, glued together.
Exactly, because aðstoð is deputy or assistant.
Or help.
Help, yfir is above, and then lögregluþjótt, so a policeman is also, or, because it's a fairly old word, we use the word waiter, so þjótt, and the waiter of the police, if you are reading it very literally.
Yes.
So, but of course it means nowadays simply policeman.
Mm.
Yeah. Hjalti segir að sprengiefnið sé mjög gamalt. He says that the explosives are very old. Engin veit hver átti sprengiefnið. Nobody knows who owned the explosives. It could, of course, been there since the house was built or something.
Mm.
Arnar Þór Egilsson lögreglumaður. Another word there, Mr. Arnar Þór Egilsson, is simply a policeman. You can use either or today, lögregluþjónn. Maybe older, yes, to say lögregluþjónn, and then lögreglumaður.
If you're saying police officer, if it was gender neutral, what would you say?
Yeah, maybe the þjónn, even though it's a masculine word,
okay.
Maybe the þjónn is more neutral because it isn't with the maður, the man inside. Yes. Yeah.
It's more like police person.
Yeah, 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 maybe. Yeah. Okay. It could, yeah, exactly. Be a little variant in that. Arnar segir að sprengiefnið hafi verið hættulegt. Arnar says that the explosives were dangerous. Sprengiefnið var orðið óstöðugt. The explosive had become, unstable, in the sense of, like they explain, óstöðugt sprengiefni getur sprungið af sjálfu sér. Meaning, unstable explosive, that it can explode by itself. So you can be in great danger having it around. Hvað gerði lögreglan við sprengiefnið? What did the police do with this material or the explosive? Sérfræðingar tóku sprengiefnið úr húsinu. Specialists took the explosive out of the house. Because I think even, yeah, you have to be very careful with every movement and it's very delicate. Lögreglan flutti sprengiefnið á kerru. The police moved the explosive, yeah, in like a carriage. What did you say? That you link to your car, or
Well, I mean that would be a tow.
Yeah,
a trailer. Maybe?
Trailer, yes.
Yeah, trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to put it even inside the car. You know?
No,
no, just
not going inside my car.
No, exactly. So to keep it in outside, but they had to move it. Lögreglan fór með sprengiefnið í námu fyrir ofan bæinn. The police went with the explosive to a mine, Náma. Don't see that often because we don't have mines normally, but it's the old word Náma in Icelandic. Or in the wind city of the town. Og lögreglan sprengdi sprengiefnið í Námunni. And the police blew up the explosive in the mine.
A happy ending then.
Yes.
Very good. We're all relieved hugely.
Absolutely.
You'll find that text under the image, as I say, of the police officer removing the explosive stuff, material.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will teach you a few new Icelandic words as you follow along with that text. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week.
Já, takk.
Groove English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.